This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. California, which it seems relevant to mention here, would be the world's fifth biggest economy if, you know, things were measured that way. California plans to be carbon neutral by 2045, phasing out fossil fuels, including natural gas. That is most unwelcome news to the natural gas industry and to cooks, those who love their gas stoves. KPCC's Josie Huang reports from LA's San Gabriel Valley.
In the kitchen of Shang Highlander Palace in Arcadia, a cook tosses raw shrimp into a giant wok. The shrimp turns pink and springy. Restaurant owner Charles Liu watches the powerful blue flames shoot out from the gas stovetop.
You know, like a volcano?
Liu believes the taste and texture of Chinese cuisine depends on gas cooking. But as California looks to reduce its carbon footprint, Liu says he fears gas is under threat. And although no one's telling him to ditch his gas stove right now, Liu says he doesn't want things to get to that point.
If you tell me will be no more gas, please, you can take my business. I want to sell. I don't want to keep continue anymore.
In recent months, cities like San Jose and Berkeley have banned gas hookups and new construction. And the state is developing incentives for home builders to install electric appliances over gas. Chefs across the culinary spectrum feel just as strongly about cooking with gas. The issue, though, is particularly heated in the Asian-majority cities in LA's San Gabriel Valley, where Chinese restaurants are important to the economy and culture. Chin Ho Liao is a local councilman.
And a lot of people from all over come to San Gabriel for great Chinese food.
And local restaurant owners have complained to Liao that business is already suffering because of the U.S.-China trade war.
We're losing tourists, unfortunately, because this trade war affects everybody.
So Liao says restaurants that run on razor-thin profit margins can't afford to lose their gas stoves. To show their support for natural gas, Liao and his fellow council members passed a resolution drafted by Southern California Gas Company calling for balanced energy solutions. Dozens of other cities have also adopted near-identical resolutions at the urging of the utility and the nonprofit it helped fund, a group called Californians for Balanced Energy Solutions. John Swatowski heads the nonprofit.
We need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, but we need to do it in a balanced way where we're bringing all consumers along, where we're bringing communities of color along.
The nonprofit has also been trying to build support for gas in the Latino food industry, and it has talked about the price of electricity versus lower-cost natural gas in low-income communities. Environmentalists say these efforts are exploitive.
I feel like they're trying to, you know, drive a wedge along lines of race and class.
Rachel Golden is with the Sierra Club. She says the gas industry also is staying silent about health risks posed by gas stoves. Studies show they can release chemicals like nitrogen dioxide and formaldehyde.
And this leads to levels of indoor air pollution would be illegal if measured outside.
Fans of induction burners say they're not just cleaner, but safer. Celebrity chef Ming Tsai sells his own line of induction burners and says they heat and cool quickly, preventing burns. He says it's possible to mimic flame-cooked flavor with induction cooking.
Maybe create a natural liquid smoke, which you can do, right? You can char stuff and then infuse oil with it, or you can infuse your soy sauce with it. And so you can get that type of flavor like a wok-charred dish.
But for his restaurants, he still prefers to cook with woks over gas because he says it gives dishes that special charred flavor.
That little bit of char makes it from great to awesome. And for those that know, you'll appreciate it. But for those that don't know, you will never miss it.
Restaurant owner Liu says his customers will miss it if he were to switch from gas. He'll do what it takes to keep his gas stoves, even if it means working closely with the gas industry.
If you use us, I don't think it's really bad. The result, if it's good, it's good.
For now, his cooks at Shang Highlander Palace are keeping the flames blazing under woks full of shrimp and pork, charring them just so. In Los Angeles, I'm Josie Huang for Marketplace.